Hello, hello, hello. And welcome back to Parental Unit with Nicholas K. I'm extremely sorry for literally not uploading in over a month. I had the brilliant idea of recording a episode about skincare. However, I think the fact that I had to actually do like lots of prep work freaked me out. So I didn't do that. And today I'm going to tell you a story about how I got home from Salt Lake City because I'm lazy. But I also want to make something and do something with my life. So that's that. We still have fun facts. We still have Netflix reviews. And I'm going to add two new segments, products and Disney Plus reviews. And I'm going to get right on to fun facts. Welcome to Fun Facts. Today's fun fact, it's a singular fun fact because I am indeed lazy and have not enough motivation to find more than one fun fact. As you see, I think this quarantine is getting to my head. And today's fun fact is that the world's 2,095 billionaires are worth about $8 trillion. That's more than the value of all the physical money in circulation worldwide, which is $6.6 trillion. Like, what? Just think about that. 2,000 people have $8 trillion, which is more than all the cash in the world. Like, all of it. Wow. Okay, that got deep quick. Anyway, next we have Netflix reviews. So let's go. Welcome to Netflix reviews. Today, I was going to do the show History 101, but I'm lazy. And I'm going to talk about Queer Eye, because I could talk about Queer Eye for a good 5 minutes. I'm not going to do that, but I could. By the way, if you are interested in History 101, it's has a bunch of good infographics. You can go check it out. I give it a thumbs up. But Queer Eye, oh boy. Queer Eye is a 10. Like, very few things beat Queer Eye. Queer Eye's up there. If you don't know what Queer Eye is, Queer Eye is a show where five queer men make over people's lives. These men are so incredibly positive and so influential on these people's lives. It's amazing. And the fact that somebody thought of this idea is just incredible because the show is so good. There's now five seasons, and I'm talking about this because season five came out. And like all of the other seasons, it's iconic and amazing. I think by how much I've raved about it, you know to go to Netflix and watch every episode, along with Queer Eye in Japan, because these five men are so iconic that they got their own show in Japan. So don't waste your time. I don't mind if you don't finish this podcast and go watch Queer Eye, because you should. By the way, the five men are Anthony, who's in charge of food and wine, Tan, who's in charge of fashion, Karama, who's in charge of culture, which is basically psychology. I don't know why they call it culture, but I guess it sounds better. Jonathan, who does grooming, aka haircuts and working with men's beards, if men, the men have beards. And Bobby, who does design, and he remakes the people's homes, the people that they're making over. The show is just so uplifting. If you're ever down, just watch Queer Eye. If your dad left you, watch Queer Eye. You know what I'm saying? Or if you're in a good mood, make your day better by watching Queer Eye. Anywho, that was Netflix reviews. And now we have a new segment. It's all new. It's called products. And we're going to get into it. Now we have a new segment called Products, and I am not going to do this segment every week because I am cheap and I don't always buy new things. Over the past few days, I have gotten impulsive because I've gotten stir crazy because I've been in quarantine for too long. So I bought two big things. I bought a bunch of other small stuff, but I also bought two big things. So I'm going to talk about them. The first thing I'm currently holding in my hand because it is my microphone. This microphone is a Blue Snowball Ice. It cost me a good $47, 48, 47. Got it off of Best Buy. And this baddie does the trick. If you're ever actually like looking to commit to a podcast and you're like, I don't want to record on my phone because phones are for weirdos, then I would totally recommend this. If you listen to my first episode, that crusty dusty episode, oof. The content was okay, but that audio quality, no. But we did a full 180, and it was crazy when we got this amazing microphone. And you can hear that in the second episode and hopefully in this episode because my voice is not crusty, dusty, and gross. So I would give this microphone 4.5 stars. And I don't give it a full 5 because the little stand that comes with it, it comes with these little legs that can fold out, but they're very hard to like position. And I wouldn't recommend using the stand. I actually prefer to hold the mic instead of using a stand. But you can buy accessories. You can buy like giant arms to hold your microphone or whatever. If you're looking into podcasting, get yourself a Blue Snowball Ice and you can be cheap like me and get it for $50 and get that clean audio quality. And the second product, I'm talking about the Fitbit Charge 4. This Fitbit came out a few months ago, but I have started running cross country, as you might have noticed in the past episode, if you did choose to listen to it. It's a good one. Go and listen to High School featuring Emery, Rhea, and Susanna. Anywho, I bought this Fitbit before cross country season, and it is amazing. It's amazing. I used to have a Garmin, and it did the job. But the Fitbit, ooh, oh my gosh. The Fitbit Charge 4, if you get it in black, looks amazing. It looks modern and clean and good. If you are a runner, the Fitbit Charge 4 is not a bad option at all. It is sleek, it is slim, it gives you heart rate, it gives you built-in GPS, which is amazing because you don't have to carry your phone when you run, but you still get GPS. One of the biggest reasons I bought this Fitbit. Along with that, it has this relax feature, which is very similar to the breathe feature on Apple Watch, where you get these guided little breathing sessions. I do them every night before I go to sleep, and I think I sleep better. Who knows? I don't know. I relax. I breathe. It helps me breathe. Anyway, this Fitbit is good. If I had any issues, sometimes it decides to turn off, but it like turns on 5 seconds later. It's weird. There's no really off button on this thing, but it like reboots randomly. So that's odd. But other than that, good purchase. Goodbye. If you're looking into a fitness tracker, however, if you are like a serious runner, also take a good look at Garmin, because Garmin also has like good stats and such. But I decided for the ease and simplicity of using Fitbit, I was just gonna switch over to Fitbit, and it served me well. I'd also give this a good 4.5 out of 5. But yeah, that was products. You're welcome. Oh, and now I have Disney Plus reviews. This one's fun. This one's really fun. Y'all are gonna like it. Right up next. So, welcome to Disney Plus reviews. This also, as products, will most likely not be a reoccurring section in this podcast. However, my friend, she loves Mulan, and Mulan is her favorite Disney movie. And she was like, Nicholas, you have to watch Mulan. Nicholas! She wasn't that aggressive. I'm totally exaggerating. But she really wanted me to watch Mulan. And she was like, it's on Netflix. And I checked, and it was taken off of Netflix when she really started seriously bugging me about it. So this summer, I'm chilling, and I realize I should probably watch Mulan. And then I realize that Mulan is on Disney Plus. And then I realize, instead of renting, I could just get Disney Plus for a month, and I could watch a bunch of movies. And that's what I did. I convinced my parents. I know I said Netflix was my only streaming service, but we're gonna have Disney Plus, my dad says, as long as there's something to watch, which could mean 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. We're probably not gonna keep it like we keep Netflix, because Netflix is always number one. But this summer I have been watching a lot of Disney content. Unlike Netflix, where I focus on one show, I'm going to speed round all of the shows I have watched. I'm actually going to list them in order from worst to least, because there was very few I didn't like, but there were definitely some that were better than others. So, without further ado, I'm going to start my list. Okay, I'm going to go from worst to least. Making this list was really hard. It really pains me to put some shows above others, but that's just how it is. So far, I've watched 9 movies/series, and the first one, meaning the worst one, we have is Peter Pan. Yeah, I'm sorry. The original Peter Pan. Not that iconic. Second is Alice in Wonderland. I'm talking the original 1940 animated version of Alice in Wonderland. And I am gonna get probably killed for saying this, because our school was going to put on Alice in Wonderland, the play, and I was gonna be in it. And I have a lot of friends in the play that are like Alice stans. Next we have Aladdin. Should I say this? Aladdin? Okay, because I have Aladdin in the third place and then Ratatouille in the fourth place. And I don't know if Aladdin is better or worse than Ratatouille. I really have to think about this. Oh my gosh. No, okay. Ratatouille is third. Aladdin is fourth. In fifth, we have WALL-E. In sixth, we have Mulan. In seventh, we have The Mandalorian, the series. In eighth, we have Hamilton, and the number one movie that I've watched so far from Disney Plus is Onward. If you have a conflicting opinion, please voice message me. Go to anchor.fm/Nicholas K and come at me. I want to see some people come at me. Onward was so good. Hamilton was so good. Oh my gosh. Right now, the Skylar sisters are stuck in my head. And when I was literally counting up this list, I was like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And if you know Hamilton, you know what that means. But yeah, please fight me. Please come at me. I can handle it. Also content. Like, imagine if a 9-year-old child is like, oh my gosh, Hamilton should have been number one. Like, I know y'all want that content. Anyway, that was Disney Plus reviews. Now we get into our story. Oh my gosh, that took a while. But doesn't matter. We're getting into our story. It's a good one. I think it is better than my Instagram story. Because my Instagram story is like deep and has like a lot of twists and turns. Actually, this one has a lot of twists and turns too. Oh my gosh. Y'all are gonna like it. Also, if you want me to watch anything on Disney Plus, please also go to anchor.fm/NicholasK and be like, Nicholas, if you don't watch Up, I gon' kill you. A lot of these movies I saw for the first time. Like, I probably saw the original Peter Pan, but I do not remember. Onward I saw for the first time. That, I'm telling you, that stuff slapped. Oh my gosh. Whew. Definitely watch Hamilton for the first time. I saw like July 5th, like 2 days after it came out. I rewatched WALL-E, but I didn't remember that well. WALL-E was bomb. Why did I put it in fifth? WALL-E was bomb. But Mulan was pretty good too. Let's get down. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna get copyrighted. Okay, this segment is ending. Bye!
right.
It's story time. Are you guys excited? I am. Because why do research on a new topic when you can just recycle old content? Am I right or am I right? So today's story, I actually wrote an essay about this story. I think the assignment was just write an essay, and I was just like, okay, this is actually good content. So I wrote this back in seventh grade, and I'm not going to bore you by reading the essay because that is mega boring. I'm going to give you my dramatic interpretation of the story. It kind of has a lot of twists and turns, but I'm going to try to make it enjoyable because, yeah, I haven't told this story in a while, and now the entire world will know. So our story starts in Salt Lake City. We're at this hotel, and we're in Salt Lake City because we were just in Yellowstone, and our Yellowstone / Tetons National Park trip was amazing. This trip was just, it was good. It was very pretty. My mom had been wanting to go to Yellowstone for ages, and she had finally gotten to go there, so she was very happy. We got some good photos because it is very pretty, and my mom is also a photographer. If you have been a true follower of the podcast, for context, this story happens before I get my first phone, which I destroy. If you want to find out how I destroyed my phone and how it improved my life, you can watch the first episode of the podcast. And if you're a true listener, you have heard that episode and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Getting those views. I want those views. Anyway, so our story starts in Salt Lake City because we had driven from Salt Lake City to Yellowstone and then to Tetons and then back to Salt Lake City. And we did not go to the airport that is in Tetons, because we are flying Frontier. Now, if you do not know about Frontier Airlines, that is okay. Frontier Airlines is not a very known airline because it's small. From the city where I live, you can travel with Frontier. Back in 2017, I'm pretty sure you could only fly to Denver from my hometown. And we were like, okay, let's fly to Denver, and then from Denver, we can fly to Salt Lake and save that coin for all the things we're going to do at Yellowstone, which makes sense because we always want to save that money. So we flew Frontier there, had a great time, and the true calamity starts at midnight, the night before we're supposed to leave. For some reason, the alarm clock inside of our hotel goes off at 12 a.m. Now, you might see how this is problematic because our flight leaves at around 4 in the morning. I forgot the exact time, but like before 6 a.m., we were supposed to be in the air, meaning that we have to wake up super early. What I do know is that we had a shuttle ordered at 3:30 in the morning. So the alarm goes off, we go back to sleep, and for some reason we're woken at like 2:30. I don't know if it was someone's phone. No, I think my parents had an alarm set for 2:30 because we wanted to wake up, eat a snack or something, pack, and then leave. And my parents see on their phones that our flight is canceled. And back in 2017, where that tech is not like entirely there, we're a little bit skeptical, but we're like, we're going to go to the airport. We got to get home. We got to get back to where we came from. So we go on the shuttle. It's only us using the shuttle. This old man, he was so kind. I remember he was like, it's going to be good. It's going to be great. My mom, being the talkative person she is, talks all about our trip. But he was very kind and respectful. Thank you, Holiday Inn shuttle driver, if you're listening. Anyway, we get to the airport and surprise, our flight is canceled. Love that for us. So Frontier, being the cheap girlies they are like, ha, we don't partner with any other airlines. We are not part of an alliance. If your flight is canceled, good luck, sweetie. So they gave us this paper, and this paper was like, okay, If you want to, we'll give you $500 to use on Frontier per person. Or we'll give you $400 per person to get back home not using Frontier. Just as a fun little twist, I had summer camp, Boy Scout summer camp, 3 days after the day we were supposed to leave from Salt Lake. And we were stressing. We were like, oh my gosh, I'm going to miss summer camp. If we stay in Salt Lake and go to, like, go on the Frontier flight, I'm going to miss my summer camp. It was scary. So we were like, oh my gosh, we got to get home. We got to get home. So we go to the United counter. We're like, hello, United. We're stuck here. And they're like, yeah, we know Frontier doesn't partner with any one of us. And then they just give us a bunch of passengers that we have to deal with. Unfortunately, we have nothing to help you out with. Southwest also says the same thing. So we go to Delta. We're like, hello, Delta. Actually, I stay quiet because I'm really stressed and my parents tell me to shut my mouth. And my mom and dad are like sweet talking this Delta counter person. My dad is like, we're like really stuck here and like we gotta get home and our flight is like gonna leave soon and then we're gonna have to like get stuck in Denver. And the woman's like, oh my gosh, okay. And anyway, so she's like, okay, we'll get you to Denver, $200 per person. And we're like, ooh, that's a steal. That's kind of interesting because then we can go to Denver and potentially catch our second flight to Knoxville. Interesting, interesting. However, if we did take this option, at least one person would have to go through security at Denver to get from the Delta terminal to the Frontier terminal with our big suitcase. This would take a lot of time, potentially meaning that either three people would get to Knoxville and one person would get stuck in Denver, or all of us would have to go through security with our bag and get stuck in Denver. So we were like, this option kind of problematic. This option may cause some problems. So we go to Frontier and we're like, When's your next flight? If we just stay in Salt Lake for like 3 days, is that an option? And they're like, yes, that is. You're gonna have to wait a few days and you'll get your flight paid for and you'll get home. But remember, I have summer camp. So we're like, you know what? Let's take that Delta option. That Delta option looking like a snack, and we gonna grab it. We gonna take that snack. So we head over to Delta. And in my essay, it's really funny. I'm going to read you the line. It's like super dramatic. We ran back to Delta to get the tickets. We actually ran. That's not a lie. The answer we received from the woman behind the counter is some of the worst news we had received in a long time. Oh, this is so dramatic. Oh my gosh. We have 3 tickets for $700 each available on the next flight to Denver International Airport. That was... I was such a dramatic 7th grade writer. Oh my gosh. A true storyteller at heart. Drama, drama, drama. That was so dramatic. Oh my gosh. Okay, so as you know, within like 20 minutes of us standing at the airport, enough people had bought tickets for the price to raise up by $500. Love that for us. So we're like, oh my god, we're stuck. United ain't got us. Southwest ain't got us. Frontier, trash. Delta fooled us. So we're just like, oh my goodness. Load. It's 5 a.m. by now. This is really funny. I'm going back to my essay. We sat at Red Onion, a snack corner store inside the airport, contemplating our opinions while eating mediocre tasting danishes, which were way too expensive. I am J.K. Rowling. That literature, we love that. So we're stressing, everyone's stressing, me, my brother, my mom, my dad, we stressing. And we are like, okay, we can't teleport home, we can't fly home unless we wait 3 days, we can't sail home, and we cannot get home by train. So how about we drive? Now, the distance from Salt Lake City International Airport to my home is 27 hours by car. Yeah. But you know what? We're feeling adventurous. We're feeling like we got this. Also not, but we had to get home somehow. So we head over to Budget because being on a budget got us to Budget because we had to rent the car from Budget because we chose Budget Airlines, which failed us. And now we at Budget. We like, hello, y'all got a car? And this woman, amazing, amazing, iconic, because there was a guy and he was supposed to pick up his rental and he hadn't picked it up yet. So she was like, you know what? Here are the keys. Yeah, and if he shows up later, like, the car's gone. Yeah, we kind of just took this guy's car. I mean, of course, we paid for it, but he just didn't show up for, like, picking it up. So we just kind of took it. And we got, like, a nice car. Like, I'm pretty sure this story happened in 2017 or 2018. And we got a 2017 Ford Explorer, which is a full-size SUV with three rows of seats, two sunroofs, and a light blue paint job. And that third row of seats, she really turned into a napping spot for my family. My dad and my brother spent a good, like, half of the time sleeping in those second and third seats. I sat in the passenger seat most of the time, really fun, and my mom and my dad alternated driving. So yeah, we were like, you know what, we gonna do this. We drove and we drove and we drove and we drove. My mom got a hotel from her phone. She just ordered it. Ordered it? What? She reserved a room at the hotel. We arrive at 1:30 in the morning. This is 1:30 the morning of the day after we were supposed to leave. And we reserved a stay at a hotel, which we were members of, and they were like, oh, you're getting upgraded to a suite. So we got like a little extra room and a sofa, which was kind of fun. But we only stayed there for 5 hours because we woke up again at 6:30 in the morning, drove and drove and drove, saw the St. Louis Arch, and then drove and drove and drove some more until it was 10:30. 10:30 at night. After 27 hours of driving, we had gotten home. And that was that. Actually, no, that was not that. I'm gonna read you the last few lines, because, y'all, I can end an essay. That night, on June 21st, I realized that what just happened would be an unforgettable experience. I also realized that I should think twice before flying with Budget Airlines. Because when you just want to get home after a week-long vacation across the country, you'll pay almost any price for comfort and time. And that's that. Y'all, that was fun. That was fun. Thanks for chilling with me because that was a long story. If you have anything to say, go ahead and say it. Anchor.fm/NicholasK. Send a voice message, tap the little button. Say hello. I know a lot of my friends are listening to this, and y'all ain't saying a thing. Y'all ain't saying a thing. If y'all are like, talk about, I don't know, phones, then I'll talk about phones. If you enjoyed story time, also tell me. Please tell me. Because I don't know if you like those. I've only made three episodes. I made an interview and two story times. So I don't know. If you want me to talk about a specific item, I got you. I got you. I will do the research for the fans. I will do it for the fans and the listeners. Also, because all I do is sit on YouTube and play Overwatch all day. So that's that. That's a wrap from me, Nicholas K. See you next time.